So here we are. In the heart of our retreat. And after a number of days of being in silence and practicing, there can be a real intimacy that arises, that forms with life, kind of softening and deepening. Tenderizing. Some of that tenderizing, that softening, I sometimes think arises from a kind of surrender. After so many days of practice and really seeing and sensing how we're not directing things, we're not in control. Of how our minds are in the moment or the meals were served, or the sensations in the body. In certain moments, at certain points, the mind can sense the contraction in the wanting things to be other than they are, and sometimes it lets go and allows. There can be a softening there. I like to think about me not doing the practice, but somehow the practice doing me. And I just show up for it. Allow it. Can be nice a bit into a retreat to reflect again on what it is to take refuge. We took refuge together the first evening, and now asking that question again of what is it that I take refuge in when we become more aware of the changing flow of experience. What is it that I take refuge in? Maybe our own Buddha nature, this capacity for freedom, this Sangha of practitioners holding this sweet, sweet silence and the teachers and the teachings supporting that practice. We're coming home to Dharma, to the way that life lives through us, this creative unfolding. I thought I would share a poem with you to close the evening by Rosemary Wotolla Traumer. It speaks to this kind of surrender into the way things are. Over and over we break open. We break and we break and we open. For a while, we try to fix the vessel, as if to be broken is bad, as if with glue and tape and a steady hand we might bring things to perfect again, as if they were ever perfect, as if to be broken is not also perfect. As if to be open is not the path toward joy. The vase that's been shattered and cracked will never hold water. Eventually it will leak. And at some point, perhaps, we decide that we're done with picking our flowers anyway and no longer need a place to contain them. We watch them grow just as wildflowers do. Unfenced, unmanaged, blossoming only when they're ready. And my God, how beautiful they are amidst the mounting pile of shards.